Hey, everybody, it's Kruger Kipe on Baseball, and today we're going to talk about the second half. That's right. Can you believe that? 64 games left, and we're going to talk about what it means for players to get rest during an All-Star break. We'll do that when we get back. Well, Kipe, the All-Star break, which is like a vacation for everybody in the baseball world, except for the All-Stars and the entourage that surrounds the All-Stars. Well, anyway, everybody comes back rested, and it's an opportunity for managers to fix their rotation, because in the 4 days that you've been off, you could bring your ace back. If he pitched the last day of the first half, you could just open up the second half with him. You could do whatever you want to do. And it's also a way for guys to kind of just let their legs get rested. Don't do anything. Get off your legs. So when you get back to second half, man, you got a head of steam. It's essential. And that's basically what has happened to both these teams. They're coming back here. They're refreshed. You watch them during batting practice. They got a bounce in their step. There's a little bit of a higher pitch chatter in the clubhouse. It's because they're rested.
Yeah. And, you know, part of the deal, Mike, and I hope, and I don't know if the schedule makers can do it, but I hope this happens every year. The last series before the break is the A's in the beginning. Because you don't have to travel. Neither team has to travel to go somewhere. You don't have to leave on a Thursday to maybe get a workout in and then spend the night and play in New York or wherever. This works out perfect so that you do get – they're going to get 3 full days where they don't have to put a jock strap on. And that's significant.
Yeah, it is.
That you totally get away from it. You don't want to get away for more than 5. 4, you get to swing the bat because they're going to have a workout. But 3 days is perfect. And, you know, the only guy that's going to be worn down over this is Brandon Crawford, because he's got to go to Washington, D.C., then come back. But that's for all the right reasons. And I guarantee you that Bruce Bochy will give him a day. As a matter of fact, he'll play Tuesday. He'll be back here on Wednesday. So he's got Thursday, and I guarantee he won't have to come to the workout on Thursday.
No, he will not. He'll show up today, and we've talked about the importance of a day off and how players can embrace a day off and how they can make a day off feel like a week. So when you stack together 3 days off, full days off, and then another day, which you get a workout, but you don't have to play a game, so basically 4 days without baseball, I mean, you're born again. You're good to go. Arms are rejuvenated. Legs are rejuvenated. And that point I brought up about, you know, managers being able to rearrange the starting rotation, it happens 3 times a year. 1 at the start of the season, 2 the All-Star break, and 3 going into a playoff situation should you go to postseason. So I always thought that was a cool time of year. And, you know, I mean, this isn't like a true first half. The Giants played 98 games the first half.
No, you're right.
So they got 64 left. Yeah. This isn't like an 81-81 deal.
It's pretty entertaining when you think that it's the All-Star break, and then about a week later, the trading deadline.
Yeah.
You know, how does that happen?
Yeah.
I mean, because we've always figured that the All-Star break is going to be the first week of July. But because, I guess, they start the season earlier, finish a little later, blah, blah. Here it is. And the other thing that Major League Baseball did was make that extra day Thursday an off day. That's huge.
That is a good thing.
Huge.
Nice going, Major League Baseball.
Yeah, way to go.
Hey, we're about to go into the second half. We're psyched. Players are psyched. Everybody's ready. It's Kruger Kipe on Baseball. Enjoy this great game.